Head over to the livestock side, and I noticed a tweet that you did this morning talking about the volume of box beef trade slowing dramatically, but we're seeing some definite increases in these beef prices.
Yeah, and I think that's the crux of the whole situation right now. It's not so much tight supplies, although interesting show list numbers this week are up from last week, and they're actually up from a year ago. And, of course, record heavy weights continue to be a consistently negative factor. But the idea of tight supplies moving forward and the idea that the packers have to move beef sharply higher in order to get some margin around them, I think that's the crux of the situation right now. With box movement slowing as prices go up, it's not really a good sign.
It seems like a lot of folks like this December contract.
Well, yeah, but again, I have to point to the idea that December is under the October, and why is that? Maybe December gains real strong traction after October goes off the board, but the makeup of the board with the discounts further out is not something I'm very excited about.
What about these hog futures? I know they're seeing a bit of a dip again in the trade today.
Kind of stuck in the mud. I really have no sharp opinion. It looks like we're consolidating in this December hog, say roughly between 88 and 90, and I just have no strong desire or outlook either way. I don't know what the next major move is going to be in the hog market. Product is a total mess, although hams are starting to gain some real attention and some traction on either side of 90 cents.
Sounds like with livestock, we just got to have some patience.
That's right. We'll see if December hogs can jump up and test resistance at 92, but the fundamentals right now are pretty soft.